Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on AutoZone, Inc., a leading retailer and distributor of automotive replacement parts and accessories in the United States. AutoZone serves both do-it-yourself DIY customers and professional service providers, offering a wide range of products to keep vehicles running smoothly. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
AutoZone has been a major player in the automotive parts industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like inventory management and customer service?
The status quo bias is particularly relevant to AutoZone's approach, especially in how they manage their inventory and customer relationships. The status quo bias refers to the preference for maintaining existing conditions rather than making changes. AutoZone leverages this bias by focusing on consistently stocking a wide range of automotive parts and accessories, ensuring that customers can always find what they need. This focus on reliability and consistency helps AutoZone build strong customer loyalty, as customers know they can rely on AutoZone for their automotive needs. Overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how AutoZone approaches its market expansion and customer service strategies. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given AutoZone's long history of success in the automotive parts industry, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to continue growing and maintaining their market share. This confidence drives AutoZone to invest in new store openings, and hence their overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how AutoZone approaches its market expansion and customer service strategies. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given AutoZone's long history of success in the automotive parts industry, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to continue growing and maintaining their market share. This confidence drives AutoZone to invest in new store openings, enhance their digital presence, and expand their product offerings with the expectation of maintaining their competitive edge. New products or underestimates the challenges of expanding into new markets, particularly in an industry that is highly sensitive to economic cycles and consumer spending habits.
And this focus on leveraging the status quo bias and overconfidence has helped AutoZone maintain its leadership position in the automotive parts industry, appealing to both DIY customers and professional service providers who value reliability and product availability.
Exactly. AutoZone's strategic use of the status quo bias in maintaining consistent inventory and overconfidence in pursuing market expansion and customer service improvements appeals to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with strategic growth. However, this approach also means that AutoZone must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, technological disruptions, and competitive pressures, particularly as the automotive industry continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at AutoZone. As a major player in the automotive parts industry, DEI is particularly important for AutoZone. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
AutoZone's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly competitive industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance AutoZone's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows AutoZone to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the automotive parts industry. For investors, AutoZone's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help AutoZone build stronger relationships with employees, customers, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like automotive retail, where the ability to foster inclusivity and customer trust is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and customer service strategies, AutoZone not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, AutoZone operates in a highly competitive and consumer-driven industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
AutoZone's strategy involves continuously adapting its product offerings, store formats, and digital platforms to meet the evolving needs of customers while maintaining its focus on operational efficiency and customer satisfaction. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, technological advancements, and shifting consumer behaviors. AutoZone's ability to understand and respond to new market trends such as the increasing demand for online shopping, the shift toward electric vehicles, and the growing importance of sustainability allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, AutoZone can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the automotive parts industry.
And this adaptability is essential for AutoZone, especially as they face competition from other automotive parts retailers and the growing demand for more convenient and technologically advanced shopping experiences. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. AutoZone's focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the automotive parts industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in customer expectations, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare AutoZone to other companies in the automotive parts and retail sectors, like O'Reilly Auto Parts, Advance Auto Parts, and NAPA Auto Parts. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
AutoZone's dynamics are often compared to other automotive parts giants like O'Reilly Auto Parts, Advance Auto Parts, and NAPA Auto Parts, particularly in their approach to inventory management, customer service, and competition. AutoZone's strength lies in its focus on consistent inventory and reliable customer service, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with market leadership. O'Reilly Auto Parts, with its emphasis on professional service providers and extensive parts availability, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes market reach and customer relationships. Advance Auto Parts, known for its leadership in digital retail and omnichannel strategies, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in online automotive retail. NAPA Auto Parts, with its focus on quality parts and a strong distribution network, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate supply chain efficiency with retail excellence. AutoZone's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for consistency, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the automotive parts industry.
And unlike Advance Auto Parts, which focuses heavily on digital retail and omnichannel strategies, AutoZone's strength lies in its specialization in consistent inventory and reliable customer service, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For AutoZone, the focus on inventory management, customer service, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the automotive parts industry.
To sum up, AutoZone, Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their inventory management strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DDI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives AutoZone's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner Podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.